Milwaukee prosecutors say the five men slashed the tires on more than 25 vehicles the Republican Party rented for get-out-the-vote efforts on Election Day last November. But a half dozen defense lawyers have been trying to chip away at the prosecution's case. At an arraignment today, attorney Jeff Purnell filed a motion to dismiss the case against his client, Justin Howell.
Well, it's just a simple technical legal argument that there wasn't enough evidence presented in the preliminary hearing to buy my client over for trial.
Earlier this week, attorneys Robin and James Shello filed a dismissal motion on behalf of their client, Sawande Omokunde, who is Gwen Moore's son. That motion argues there's evidence Omokunde may have slashed one tire, but not others, so his crime would not rise to the level of a felony. The prosecution says the collective damage allegedly caused by the five defendants rises to felony status. It appears the case won't go to trial until at least July. James Shello joked about the pace of the proceedings.
I think it was Ecclesiastes that was cited by the Seventh Circuit that said that the race is not through the swift, nor the battle to the strong.
Shello says he's also looking at filing a motion to separate Omokunde's trial from that of the other four men, so Shello can possibly cross-examine testimony from another defendant. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jean D'Amato says she'll rule on the motions next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.